assist the singing. And it's that's resurrection in action. Steph was, her name was Stephanie. She was an absolute, a Sussex girl, born in Brighton. So there's a very real link with this general theme of Sussex music. And like me, she had a run-in with God and became a committed Christian completely unexpectedly. And she sang that particular piece about 6 months after she'd come to faith. It was played at her funeral, and it's the only funeral I've ever been to in my life where 200 people stood up at the end and applauded for somebody who wasn't with us. And I think that's the point of resurrection. Is it a resurrection of a full resurrection of the body? We don't know. Is it an intellectual resurrection, a spiritual resurrection? I don't know. What I do know is that Jesus promises to be with us through thick and through thin. And when I waded through the treacle of grief, I was fortunate to have that resurrection moment where I could turn to and just remind myself of this great gift of music. Somebody once asked me in my previous life as an electrician, helpfully, when I was at the top of a 10-foot ladder, just about to hang a light fitting. And these things are wonderful, aren't they? Absolutely wonderful. Mine normally goes in my top pocket there when I was working. It's 20 years ago now. And the phone went just as I was hanging this light fitting on the hook. Do I answer it or do I finish connecting the blah? I made the mistake of answering it. Hung the thing on the hook. And the conversation was something like this. Jeff, hello, it's Gene. Gene is Scottish, but I don't do a very good Scottish accent. Gene, I'm a bit tied up at the moment. Jeff, she said, what is your soul? I said, Gene, what are you on about? What is your soul? I said, I'll have to come and talk to you sometime. She said, oh, before you go, where does it go when you die? I said, come on, Jean, ask me something simple, will you? So I hung up. I was fairly near finishing. I connected the light fitting. Everything was fine. And about an hour later, I drove back to this place where Jean worked. And 2 days previously, she'd been involved in a car accident. And she'd driven into a workman's pit that hadn't been, there were no barriers, and her car was written off, completely written off, and she didn't have a scratch on her. And all the emergency services said, I just don't know how this happened. And she wanted to know. So she'd obviously had an encounter with God. What is your soul and where does it go when you die? I said, well, my understanding, Jean, of that your soul is that everything that you are, your personality, your whole being, everything that you are. And she said, and where does it go when we die? And I said, it goes to somewhere that defies logic and defies reason, but fulfills belief. And I'd heard a quote from somebody, and they said, where does your soul go when you die? And I will always treasure the answer. It goes to the hearts of those who remember. That's resurrection for this time on earth now. yesterday's amazing turnout in the Vatican, that whole act of honouring this incredibly humble, wonderful man who strove to try and bring us all together. In the commentary on the radio yesterday, it said something like this. There were two quotes of Pope Francis, or one quote of Pope Francis. He was in the business of building bridges, not walls. And then the commentator said, faith begins when we realize we are not self-sufficient. And that's resurrection, when we realize that we are God sufficient on this earth. Another great Catholic pilgrim was Basil Hume, and this quote came up: what did our Lord do by his passion, death, and resurrection? He bridged that gulf which exists between God and man, we humankind, a gulf that can only be bridged by God himself. So I'm emerging from the treacle of grief. I'm thrilled that I didn't get too emotional when we heard that piece of music. But for me, that is resurrection. For me, I can believe in Christ. I'm lucky enough that I had a personal run-in with him. And as I've mentioned to you before, the immortal phrase for me was, Harrington, it starts with me. And I've always taken that starting point, and I just go one foot in front. Sometimes I go two steps backwards. But I'm a pilgrim. And finally, when I think about this whole concept of resurrection, I'm taken back to Dr. Pauline Webb, who was a wonderful vice president of conference way back in the day, round about the time of Kathleen Richardson, I think. And she was on radio, and she was doing Thought for the Day one day. And she said something so simple and so profound that I had to pull into a lay-by as quick as I could and write it down. And she was, funny enough, she was on the Terry Wogan show doing Thought for the Day. And she just said this phrase, Jesus says, follow me. He doesn't say, understand me. So that step, that one more step, that pilgrim's progress is part of that understanding that culminates, I firmly believe, I have no idea what form it will be, but Paul has it absolutely right in his letter to the Corinthians, his letter of love, and he says this, now I know in part, then I will know in full. So keep putting one foot in front of the other. Keep being a pilgrim. Keep being valiant. Keep that absolute certainty of God in your life that we heard about in both of those Psalms. Because Psalm 118 is known as one of the Hallel Psalms or the Hallelujah Psalms. And that whole psalm is full of words that you just want to say, hallelujah, I believe. So, my friends, keep the faith. I heard the voice of